KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 14th day of August for 2018. Well, the Jackson City Council has approved a city budget for the fiscal year. Meeting last night, the council voted unanimously to approve a budget that will detail the city's spending for the 2018-19 fiscal year. The budget was approved a month and a half late, but did come in showing a small surplus. The city expects to spend just under $4 million from its general fund this year and maintain a surplus of $94,000. The largest single expense is the city police department, which will receive $1.7 million. The city plans to spend $800,000 on administration, $436,000 on streets, $200,000 on building and planning services, and $140,000 on parks. The city will spend $200,000 on its fire department, in addition to over $500,000 the department receives from Measure M sales tax revenue. The city's water, sewer, and pool funds, which are kept separate from the general fund, all show small deficits, but with a recently approved city rate increase for sewer services, that fund is expected to go back into balance. And the council also voted last night to award TOT monies, that's transient occupancy tax monies, to help promote tourism and economic development in the city. The Amador Council of Tourism, Main Street Merchants, and Main Street Theater Works all received a total of $13,500 to split amongst themselves.
Well, the Amador CHP responded to a double fatal motorcycle versus hay truck accident on Highway 88 Friday. According to Highway Patrol, Jim Hutton of Sacramento and his passenger, Teresa Lish of Auburn, were traveling eastbound on a 2013 Harley-Davidson just east of Mormon Immigrant Trail. Well, at the same time, Timothy Rowe was traveling westbound in a fully loaded hay truck. CHP reports that Rowe was traveling too fast for the road as he entered a sharp curve. The bales of hay on the rear trailer began to shift, causing the trailer to overturn and lose the remaining load. The truck continued down the highway, dragging the rear trailer. No four other motorcycles and a pickup able to steer clear of the oncoming truck. CHP says Hutton, the last rider in the group of five, was trapped by falling hay bales in the oncoming truck and trailer with nowhere to go. Hutton and his passenger were struck by at least two bales, each weighing 1,000 pounds or better, and were ejected off the bike and thrown about 20 feet off the roadway. Hutton and Lish were pronounced dead at the scene, the accident under investigation.
A camping trip to the Motherlode resulted in injuries to a teen and a felony battery charge filed against an Alameda man. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, the suspect was taken into custody Sunday night around 8:40 after deputies arrived on the scene of a reported family altercation at a campsite located on Avery Sheep Ranch Road in Avery. Upon arrival, deputies learned that 47-year-old Mark Skates of Alameda was allegedly involved in a fight with a 16-year-old that resulted in injuries to the minor. In addition to that felony battery charge, there's also a felony corporal injury to a child charge pending against Skates, who was booked into the Calaveras County Jail. In other weekend felony arrests, following a Saturday morning traffic stop for a moving traffic infraction, Calaveras deputies arrested the driver, Ricky Daniel Cavaco II of McAlamy Hill, after it was determined that he had several outstanding Tuolumne County warrants, including theft and evading arrest.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office reporting a scam attempt. Late yesterday, the office received an inquiry from a very alert resident asking if the department was accepting donations for fallen officers. Well, the party went on to tell staff they had received two telephone calls asking for a donation, as well as credit card info. Now, this is a scam. The sheriff's office says they are not part of any fundraising efforts, asking the community for money. Remember, do not share your credit card info with anyone over the phone unless you made the call or already trust the source.
And Monday morning, during a public ceremony, Calaveras Sheriff Rick DeBasilio proudly swore in a large group of recently hired or promoted sheriff's employees. The list included the promotion of one patrol sergeant, three corporals, two senior dispatchers, and two correctional officer corporals. 8 new sheriff's deputies were sworn in, as well as 6 new correctional officers and 3 dispatchers. Sheriff DiBasilio congratulated and thanked all of the employees who took the oath on Monday willingly to protect and serve the citizens of Calaveras County. Throughout the 2018 year, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office has been actively recruiting new employees.
And back to school night here in Amador County for Amador County Unified School District students, teachers, and parents. Tonight, Pine Grove Elementary and Ione Elementary will be holding back to school night, both from 5 to 7 p.m.
And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country. We should also mention tomorrow, the first day of school in Amador County. That's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.